one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us on this stormy night here in Rochester, and caused Joe and I have to split up our duties here. And Joe's in a super secret location, actually not so secret, but I'm in my own home studio. So should be an interesting program tonight. We have the home opener for the Rochester Rhinos, who are undefeated and first place in the Eastern Conference of the USL this Sunday, 2 p.m. against the New York Red Bulls. We'll get you ready for the big match with head coach Bob Lilly at 7 o'clock. The Western New York Flash actually have a bye this week. They get ready for their home opener next Saturday at 7 o'clock against the Boston Breakers. In just a moment, we'll have one of the new Flash players this season, versatile veteran Jordan Angeli. She'll talk about the tough 1-0 loss to Portland this past Saturday and how the Flash have been doing on the first couple of matches this season. Michael Lewis was very busy this past week. He had 5 matches to cover in 5 days. We'll talk about that, including the U.S.-Mexico 2-0 match for the millionth time. And Dick Howard will preview the very important CONCACAF Champions League final match between Montreal Impact and Club America, first leg this Wednesday, and UEFA Champions League quarterfinal second leg matches coming up this week as well. Let's go now to Joe Sirianni. Joe, how you doing?
Good evening, Andrew. Good evening, soccer fans all over New York State and whatever also, you know, they may be. I'm sitting over here looking on the outside and listening to you describing what's coming, the home opener that are not too far away. I'm so excited because we're going to have the Rhinos and the Western New York Flash and a welcome home dinner this coming Wednesday and this coming Thursday. And I'm so excited that we're going to be able to meet and greet the players that we're going to follow through the season.
And there's so many new players for both teams, and looking forward to having podcasts of both of the dinners coming up. We'll have those online as quickly as we can get them up. Wednesday's the Rhinos kickoff dinner, and I'll be happy to be the color commentator for the Rhinos again this season, along with Joe Giuliano doing play-by-play. And the Western New York Flash's dinner is on Thursday, and one of the people that will be at that dinner and enjoying a great Italian meal is our first guest on the show this evening. She has been a veteran of a number of different professional teams and is now with the Western New York Flash in her first season with the club. Jordan Angeli joins us. Jordan's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Again, the Flash's home opener is next Saturday, May 2nd, against the Boston Breakers. Kickoff at 7 p.m. Go to 454-KICK. Go to your phone and dial 454-KICK. Or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets, your packs, your single game tickets, and get all the information about the Western New York Flash. And Jordan, thanks for being with us tonight, and welcome to Western New York.
Thanks for having me. And you know, it's been nice being in Western New York so far, especially after this last road trip, to be back, and it's been kind of warm here, and we're loving it. A little rainy today, but warm nonetheless.
You guys were away for over a week to the West Coast for the Seattle and Portland matches, and fortunately the Flash lost both those matches, but the Portland match I think went a lot better. It was a very tough match, very defensive match, and you know, one play in the game was the key moment, and Allie Long got the one goal. But you guys did very well in that match on Saturday. What did you guys do differently from the Seattle match to the Portland match?
I think, you know, both of the teams, two very different teams, but Portland are super attacking-minded, and the way they play, they almost play a 3-2, 3-1, and they just throw numbers at you. So we kind of just tried to clog the middle of the field as much as we could and prevent them from getting through us and just having to play over the top. And unfortunately, they did get one goal off of that exact play, but you know, as a team, I think we kind of stuck to the game plan and tried to pounce on opportunities that we got once we did win the ball, but couldn't get any in the back of the net. So it was a much better team performance.
Jordan, Joe Sirianni, I'm amazed, and you know that the tremendous soccer that you guys are playing. Also, I know the intensity that the coach really has to win. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that right now he's not angry, but he's preoccupied, you know, because two losses and now the home opener is coming. What does he really told you guys and to keep you calm and keep you cool, calm, and collect?
Yeah, I think right now we're all in that state, you know, just kind of what can we do to win a game, really? And individually, what can we contribute to this team to make it that much better, especially for our home opener, and how can we win that game? So I think, you know, Aaron and our captains and our other coaches have really instilled in us that we have it within us. And we have a really good group of players this year and good team chemistry. And I feel like, you know, we had a tough opening 2 weekends and not a lot of people realize how hard it is to go to Seattle, how hard it is to go to Portland. And, you know, that to have that as our first 2 games was a little bit challenging for us. So I think we're ready to be here for a little bit. We have a bye weekend this weekend coming up, so we can adjust some things tactically and get some things ready to go for our home opener and really come out as a stronger unit than we were in our first 2 games.
Well, we're certainly going to make sure that on Thursday we're going to feed you guys good macaroni and good meat so you'll be energized and strong for the home opener.
Yes, we're excited for that party this week.
Yep.
It's coming up this Thursday. It's going to be a great event as always, and with all the new players, they're going to be, I think, pleasantly surprised at the quality of the meal that they get at the Italian American Community Center. You guys won't be hungry for a long time, believe me. But Jordan,
we're excited, and we're excited to get to Rochester and see some fans there because we haven't been there yet during preseason. So it'll be nice to connect with some people up there and. You know, close to the stadium and close to some other fans that, you know, are part of this Western New York family.
And in the month of May and in early June, it'll be 4 out of 5 matches before the World Cup break will be at Salem Stadium. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys in action. Jordan, you've been been a pro for a number of years now and played with the old Boston Breakers of the WPS and with Washington last mm-hmm. year. How's it different with the Flash than your other experiences in the pro leagues?
I think that, you know, I really like the organization with the Flash. I feel like I feel as much as a pro as I ever have. You know, we have our own space that we live in together as a group, and that's been nice. You know, I've lived with host families for the past few years, and, you know, I'm so grateful for my host families, and they have become seriously like my second and third families, you know, but having a space of your own is just something that makes you feel like you are actually, you know, earning your living playing a sport. And I think that's something that's so it doesn't happen a lot in women's sports. So I'm really thankful for that the Flash have done that for us. And, you know, everyone here within the community and the support we have has been great. So being a part of the Flash organization has been wonderful so far.
Jordan, just so other people get to know you and a little bit about you, tell us, you know, your soccer career, where you started, and how many teams you played with.
I got drafted in 2010 by the Boston Breakers as part of the WPS, and I played there my first year. I kind of earned my way into the starting lineup about halfway through the season, and within a month, I think I scored 7 goals and was runner-up for Rookie of the Year and was on the WPS Best 11, which was a really, like, something still to this day. I'm, like, so honored to be a part of that. And then the following year, actually, our first game of the Boston Breakers 2011 season, I tore my ACL, and it was the third time I had torn my ACL on my left knee. So I took some time off from soccer, and actually the WPS folded after that season. So I took some time away from soccer. I coached back at home. I'm from Colorado, so I coached for the Colorado Rush for a little bit and kind of just evaluated what I was going to do. And then when the NWSL came about, my name got put into a draft, and I got drafted by the Washington Spirit the first year, which was 2013. And since I kind of wasn't playing, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to get back to playing or not. So I started working towards it and wasn't able to play that first season of the NWSL, but went back last year and played my first season in this league and a first season since my injury with the Spirit. So in the off season, they then traded me here to New York. So now I'm here.
And welcome to Rochester. And welcome to, you know, Western New York Flash. Certainly, we're looking forward to see you play.
Thank you.
Well, Jordan, there's a big event happening this Saturday with the Western New York Flash. It's going to be in Buffalo, but it's a Saturday, so people can drive out there. It's not that far, mm-hmm. believe me. It's about an hour and a half from Rochester to Elma, New York, and it's going to be a big fan fest. So tell us about what you guys are going to be doing for the fans.
There's all sorts of different activities that the fans can participate in with us on Saturday. So it should be a good time and just a way to see us outside of the soccer field. And, you know, there is some things, like I believe there's a PK shooting contest, so we will have some soccer-related things. But a chance for us to kind of mingle with the fans and not necessarily have them, you know, there's not that much soccer involved, but there's still soccer involved. It's just a fun way for us to say thank you to all of them and get to know some of the kids and some of the people that come out and support us.
And that's going to be from 10 to 1. You have to sign up. It's free, but you have to sign up. So go to the Flash website at WNYFlash.com to sign up. It runs from 10 to 1, and you can get the directions. It's 7070 Seneca Street in Elma, New York, so it's not hard to get there, say, from Rochester. So we encourage the Flash fans, get a chance to meet the players. If you can't get to the dinner on Thursday, if you haven't got your tickets already, check this fan fest out. And, of course, next Saturday, the Flash at 7 p.m. will take on the Boston Breakers in the home opener. And Jordan, we're looking forward to meeting you, Joe and I, on Thursday at the kickoff dinner and to see you guys in action next Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, and I look forward to meeting you guys, too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jordan. It's Jordan Angeli of the Western New York Flash, and if you want to follow Jordan on Twitter, I just did so. It's JordanAngeli, or just look up Jordan Angeli. You'll see her Twitter out there. You can follow her and all of her tweets and what's going on with her and with the Western New York Flash. We're going to have to take a break now on our first segment here from Soccer is Kicking the Grass. When we come back, Dick Howard will be with us, and we'll talk about international soccer. I'm a happy person. Joe's a happy person. I guess Dick's happy, too. So everybody's happy, and it's going to be a great segment. And, of course, big matches this week in the Champions League. The Montreal Impact take their first step to potentially winning the championship of CONCACAF this Wednesday. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Have you ever wanted to face a pro soccer player in a game of FIFA, Catch Phrase, or Can Jam? You can do just that this Saturday as the Western New York Flash will be holding their first annual Fan Fest at Salem Sports Park, 7070 Seneca Street in Elma, New York, just outside of Buffalo. The interactive meet and greet event will be from 10 to 1 and is free to all fans. Sign up today at WNYFlash.com. The Flash play their first home match next Saturday, May 2nd, at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets today at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2015 home schedule this Sunday afternoon, 2:05 against the New York Red Bulls, 2 at Salem Stadium. Opening day kickoff to celebrate the Rhinos' 20th anniversary. All RDYSL soccer players, coaches, family members, friends, and administrators can purchase a special $10 ticket that includes a Rhinos drawstring bag. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by the Van Bortel Auto Group, Van Bortel Subaru in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon. You can get all the information about the Van Bortel Auto Group by going to VanBortelCars.com. That's VanBortel Cars.com. Dick, good evening. How are things up in Toronto tonight?
Well, the weather's probably been as unpredictable as you had it during the day with all the rain and the cold. It's been amazing because the weather's been great prior to the last couple of days. But we always talk about the weather, can't we?
Never fails. Joe, we got to talk with, but still got to start with you, Juve tonight, because right in the Soccer America, the headline is Juventus now the favorite for the UEFA Champions League. So what do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so, but you know, they got a tough game coming up in Monaco, and if they win that, that's a step in the right direction. So they already crowned They're the champion of Italy. They played a heck of a nice game against Lazio. And certainly it was an intense game with a lot of yellow cards, one red card. And I was sitting on the edge of my couch watching, and I couldn't wait until the time was over.
It was a great
certainly had a great season, Joe, and there's no reason why they can't. Obviously, the game against Monaco will be a tough one, but I think Buffon has got, five, six games without giving up a goal. He's, been very much a dominant figure. Pirlo comes back into the team, and they should get the result in Monaco. Monaco, we've seen during the season, are very good defensively, but not too much up front. And if you can control Berbatov, I think you can control Monaco. But again, and I say it so many times, that first goal is always going to be a key one.
So exactly, and Tevez played a heck of a game. You know, the whole team played well, but he's like a bulldog guy. And my God, he defends, he attacks, he helps the midfield, he does everything.
He certainly is a great, great player. And Juventus, they get a goal, I think the tie will be over. If Monaco can take a lead, then it's all even and it's anybody's match. Just like Real Madrid and Atletico, boy, I think that game is going to depend on who will Real Madrid put out there as a team to put around Cristiano Ronaldo. They've got so many injuries, but they are at home, but they only are 0-0 at this point. It's going to be an interesting match with their crosstown rivals.
And they'll be missing Gareth Bale. Luka Modric is also out. And I'm still shaking my head at some of the saves that were made by Jan Oblak. Atletico Madrid would have been, out two or three goals down if it hadn't been for his goalkeeping. So you look at that, and as we'll talk about shortly, goalkeeping was also a factor in the English FA Cup. But it's one you cannot predict. You know, with the Real Madrid and Atletico, they know each other so well. It's almost like a chess match. It's going to be one remarkable goal, I think, that will decide it. But it's, again, going to be a battle at the Bernabeu.
And if it's a remarkable goal, it's going to be scored. I think it's Mr. Ronaldo will be the man who scores it. I mean, the way he's played this year, I think with Real at home, I think they're the favorites. But I think it could be anybody's match. And those are both matches on Wednesday. Tuesday, you've got two matches with 3-1 score lines. Barcelona is in complete control of the tie against Paris Saint-Germain. I think that one is over, but I tell you, Dick, I'm seeing that Bayern Munich-Porto match, and I'm thinking that Bayern is going to do a Club America on Porto and just blow them out of the stadium, out of the Allianz Arena. I think they're just going to go and completely bury Porto. They were embarrassed at the last match, and I think they're going to show why they are one of the favorites to win this tournament. I
wouldn't disagree. I think that if they can get an early goal, certainly that will set the tone for the game. But Porto surprised me in that opening game, and Bayern uncharacteristic errors. They'll still miss Frank Ribery, but they've still got, as you rightly mentioned, the players to overcome this kind of deficit. The other one, the Barcelona PSG, I think he's done and dusted, even though they got the return of Ibrahimovic and Verratti, but it's not going to be enough, I don't think. And Barca will go through, and we'll see who they will come up against in the final.
Hey, Dick, if you were the coach of Porto, what system would you play? Defense, or what? What would you do?
If you set out your stall, and park the bus, as they say, it can work with certain teams in England. They do it very well and get a 1-0 result. But I think that with the game against Bayern, you've got to have some attacking options. You can't just drop back and hope to defend for 90 minutes against a team like Bayern. I think you've just got to make sure that you cover the key players. And it's a lot of defensive discipline, and this is going to be a factor in another game we'll talk about later on, of course, with Montreal playing in Mexico City. You've got teams now that are so well prepared. They know their opponents so well. It's just left then to the individual and team discipline of the team, and we'll see what transpires. I don't think they've got the defenders to keep these Bayern Munich players at bay. They're so strong, and as I say, they get an early goal, it could be all over.
Well, it's going to be a great, great match. And we'll see what happens Tuesday, Wednesday, the UEFA Champions League. We'll talk about Montreal in just a bit, but you mentioned about the FA Cup, and you have to feel for, as a former goalie, you have to feel for a goalie who allows a goal like Adam Federici did for Reading. And I feel so bad for Andrew Bell, our good friend from the Charleston Battery. Reading is his club, and they were so close to pulling off maybe one of the biggest upsets in FA Cup history. And then the unthinkable happened. Federici lets in a goal in the 106th minute through his legs, a ball he should have stopped. And, Dick, you know, as a goalie, I'm sure it's happened to you before. Maybe, or maybe not, because you were such a great goalie.
More than once. But, and that's the thing, you know, the net will always stop the ball. You know, that's the thing. But I, as you rightly mentioned, fell for Adam Federici with a lack of concentration, but he'd played so well in the game as well as this season. He's apparently been the key player in Reading's rise to the top of the championship. So we'll sort of see what transpires later on. But devastating, and I know the feeling. You just can't do anything about it. You know, strikers can make mistakes, midfield players, defenders, but the goalkeeper cannot afford, you know, to make mistakes like that. And he was just distraught at the end of the game, and understandably so. It was, but he's a strong character. He'll bounce back, and it all will be forgotten, hopefully, if they can get to the next level.
Dick,
that's right.
You already commented on, but I just would like to emphasize a little bit. What do you think goes through Federici's mind, you know, that he let in a goal so easy, unstoppable, but I mean, did he let that? He let his team down. He let himself down. How do you recover from that?
And the best goalkeepers do, Joe, as you've seen in your experience sitting on the bench and seeing goalkeepers with regards to the Lancers. The Lancers had some outstanding goalkeepers over the years who, on occasion, will give up bad goals, but the good goalkeepers just park that. They just forget about it and get on with the game. Some goalkeepers cannot. If they make a mistake, they just go downhill. You might as well substitute them. But the top goalkeepers, they'll park it and get on with the game, especially if you do the mistake or make the mistake in the opening minutes of a game.
Well, it's tough when you're playing in front of 100,000+ people at Wembley, and the whole world's watching you, and you're a championship side going against the definitive favorite for the FA Cup, and that kind of goal just... Well, we'll hope Mr. Federici gets to the Premiership, and maybe he'll have another chance at Arsenal next season. But the other match, though, it's not a storybook ending for Steven Gerrard, but you have to give Aston Villa a lot of credit. They deserve
fully
to win
deserved,
that match.
Fully deserve their win. You know, the Tim Sherwood effect certainly worked, and they were full value for the win. As you rightly mentioned, it wasn't to be for Steven Gerrard, but... let's give credit to Aston Villa. Excellent performance.
And Brad Guzan, the first American to play in an FA Cup, at least on the roster. We don't think he's going to play. Shea Given has got that job right now with Aston Villa. But Brad Guzan is on Aston Villa, and he'll be in the final. Last American to be in the FA Cup final is Tim Howard a few years back.
So. That's right. Yeah.
I guess I'll be rooting for Aston Villa. I would love to see, you know, an American win the FA Cup. I think it would be a great accomplishment, and it'd be the shining moment for Villa this season, who've had their struggles against the Premiership. But speaking of the Premiership, Dick, I think it may just be about over, depending on what happens on Sunday between Chelsea and Arsenal.
I don't want to talk about Chelsea.
Oh, come on. I saved it to the end, Joe. Come on.
I know you did.
Well, did
you
John Terry Carlin, though, Joe, I'm sure you'd agree that it's a bit dubious, that challenge by John Terry on the halfway line that resulted in the goal. What do you think?
Come on.
A draw would have been a fair result.
Yeah,
Eden Hazard, I think, made himself the favorite for the Premiership Player of the Year. They were just an absolute brilliant
outstanding
goal.
Player. Yeah.
And again,
can you imagine the arrogance of Mourinho if he wins again? My God, they're going to have to build a bigger stadium for him.
I wish they would build a bigger stadium. That would be the crowning moment for Chelsea.
Anyway, talking about stadiums, guys, the Azteca is the place to be, isn't it, midweek without that. fabulous game, Montreal Impact traveling to Mexico to take on Club America in the largest soccer-specific stadium in the world. I think the Azteca, over 105,000, and they'll be close to that for the game. It's going to be a challenge because not only are you playing against a top team, but there's the 7,500 folks' feet, and that is above sea level, and it's very difficult with the breathing. As a goalkeeper, I found it tough because the ball moves through the air a lot quicker, the thin air, and dealing with crosses I found quite challenging when I trained the night before the game we played in the World Cup qualifier for Canada. So there's these kind of factors for goalkeepers. Thin air makes it difficult for breathing. But the key to the win, you know what it's going to be, guys? Beetroot juice. Seriously, it's
good stuff.
It's supposed to stimulate blood flow, and they've been quaffing beetroot juice. So that's going to be the difference.
I think the key to the game, Dick, is very simple. Montreal needs to score a goal. If they can score a goal, then that gives them a chance if they could shut out Club America. And Club America did not play well in their semifinal road match against Herediano. They lost 3-0.
That's right.
And Montreal is going to have just as loud and as vociferous a crowd next week.
It'll be a great atmosphere in the Olympic Stadium.
If they can get a goal, they have that away goal, that may be the key. If they lose 3-1, even 4-1, they can still do something. They just don't want to be shut out. Obviously, if they lose 6-1, it's not going to matter. But they need to keep it close and get a goal. And I think they'll have it. They got the second leg, so that gives them an advantage.
I can't wait. It's great. And if they can get through this and get to the World Club Championship, that will be incredible for the sport in North America. But we're jumping the gun. It's going to be a big challenge, and I certainly wish Joyce for Pudo and the whole of the Montreal Impact team, as will, I'm sure, a gentleman that you'll be talking to shortly, Bob Lilly, who knows Montreal so well. And I look forward to seeing you guys at the weekend in the home opener and having a word with Bob. But a great start for the season, and hopefully it'll continue.
Thanks, Dick. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday as well and taking the home opener for the Rhinos against the Red Bulls, too.
Okay,
thanks so
guys.
We'll see you Sunday.
Take care. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We look forward to seeing Dick here in Rochester on Sunday as the Rhinos host New York Red Bulls 2 in the home opener. We'll be joined by the coach of the Rochester Rhinos, who are undefeated and in first place in the USL Eastern Conference, Bob Lilly, next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Work, Sonora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora. I tell you, friends, I adore her. And when she dances, oh, brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2015 home schedule this Sunday afternoon, 2:05 against the New York Red Bulls 2 at Salem Stadium. Opening day kickoff to celebrate the Rhinos' 20th anniversary. All RDYSL soccer players, coaches, family members, friends, and administrators can purchase a special $10 ticket that includes a Rhinos drawstring bag. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800.
800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. Purchase your tickets by April 1st and receive free parking and playoff tickets as a special bonus. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Have you ever wanted to face a pro soccer player in a game of FIFA, Catchphrase, or Can Jam? You can do just that this Saturday as the Western New York Flash will be holding their first annual Fan Fest at Salem Sports Park, 7070 Seneca Street in Elma, New York, just outside of Buffalo. The interactive meet and greet event will be from 10 to 1 and is free to all fans. Sign up today at WNYFlash.com. The Flash play their first home match next Saturday, May 2nd, at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets today at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and joining us now is the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, undefeated in first place in the USL Eastern Conference, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The home opener is this Sunday at 2:05 against the New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff, it will be again at 2:05, 4:54 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Bob, congratulations on a great start to the season and some excellent results this weekend in Louisville and St. Louis.
Yeah, hi guys, how are you? It's good to be on. We're off to a great start with 5 games on the road, so looking forward to the home opener now.
Well, we certainly we look forward to the home opener, but we also look forward to the dinner on Wednesday. It's coming Wednesday, where we're going to be able to do a little camaraderie, enjoy a little friendship, and meet all the players. So it's going to be a good event, and I urge everyone to come and get their reservation so you can meet the new edition Rhino 2015-2016.
Yeah, Bob, we're looking forward to the dinner and all the meeting all the new players this year who have done such a great job so far.
Sorry, I missed that, Andrew. Go ahead.
I said we're looking forward to meeting all the new players and saying hello to all the returning players who have done such a great job so far this season.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy with the group. We have a good core back from last year and a number of new players that have fit right in, you know, to the system. And you know, I think we're an exciting team to watch. Hopefully some of the fans have got to see us you know, on the internet and on YouTube. We're creating a lot of chances, and I think if our finishing was better, we would have scored a number of other goals, but we are dangerous, and we're playing well defensively as a team, and, you know, we've had the lion's share of possession as well every game, so to be able to do that on the road, I think is a real positive sign for the club, and hopefully we'll continue to get better. And really make a run at this thing this year. I know I'm really excited about this team.
I'm very excited too, Bob. I think it's, as you mentioned, I think the team has been dominant for practically every match. They've controlled the game. They've passed the ball well. They've been extremely solid in defense, and no surprise there from a Rhinos team just giving up 2 goals in 5 matches. You can't ask for much better than that, and the depth is really good. We played a lot of players in the match against Louisville and St. Louis, and that's the only somewhat back-to-back matches we have this season. We've already gotten it out of the way, so I'm sure you're going to be happy playing on average 1 match a week going forward.
Yeah, well, I'm happy playing 1 match a week. The only problem is I got more than 11 starters. So, you know, playing the 2 made it a little easier on me. I just rolled them out there, and we brought 20 guys on the trip, and would have given all for a 2-game trip. Would have started all 20, but we didn't play Garvey just because he had a bit of a knee injury, and we brought him in case we needed him for the second game, but we decided to protect him and leave him out the second game, but all the other 19 guys made contributions, you know, this past 2-game trip. So, that shows our depth, and I got to figure out next week who plays because a lot of guys played well.
Here with head coach Bob Lilly of the Rochester Rhinos. Joe?
That certainly makes up for an interesting situation for the coach, because in order to keep the players happy, everybody wants to play. And as we've seen, and as he just stated, you know, 20 players, they all contributed to the record that they got right now. So, coach, I really don't envy your position, but it makes me happy that you got the situation like this, that you got possibly all 20 starters.
Andrew. I'm really having a hard time hearing Joe when he's talking on the connection.
Okay.
If you can recap his question, because I hear you well. I'm not hearing him very well on my phone.
The technology is failing us. He was just saying it makes it hard for you because you have 20 players who can start and you have the toughest decisions to make and who to put out there for each match. I'm sure it's going to depend on the teams we play. Like, for example, the Red Bulls we've seen before. I was there for the first match in Red Bull Arena. The Red Bulls, I think, gave the team their toughest test in that second half of the game. They really dominated it. I think the Rhinos were a little bit gassed in that second half. What do you expect to do, and what do you expect to see from Sunday's match with the Red Bulls too?
They played a lot better lineup against Charleston this past weekend. They got a draw 1-1 with Charleston, and we didn't play well that first game because we didn't keep the ball. I think we're going to have to make sure we keep the ball and still create the chances we've been creating. But, you know, keeping the ball for stretches allows us to continue to be able to manage the game and defend well and have energy when we get into the second half. So that'll be important. They have in recent weeks played more of their players from the first team coming down. So I would expect the game is going to be, New York Red Bull can play as well as anyone in the Eastern Conference. When they bring certain guys down from the first team, they're going to be a handful for anyone, as they showed against Charleston in Charleston.
Well, the one good thing is the Red Bulls MLS team plays the Galaxy on Sunday at Red Bull Arena. So I have a feeling that most of the big guns that they may send, that what may have sent down to Red Bulls too, may not be with the team. They may be with the main side since they're playing such an important match against the Galaxy. So that might be an advantage for us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It just depends how many injuries they have, because they're only dressing 18 players as well, which means players 19 through 28 are available to them. A number of those are strong players. Some weeks there's international call-ups, there's injuries, and, they're not able to bring down as many guys. So a lot may depend on their health at this point with their first team. But regardless, you know, I think they're going to be a better team than when we played them earlier in the season. It's our job to be ready for the challenge.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you being on the show tonight, and we look forward to seeing you Wednesday at the kickoff dinner and Sunday, 2 o'clock at Salem Stadium.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Very good. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. It's Bob Lilly here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll get his thoughts on U.S.-Mexico, the Red Bulls, and New York City FC, and more here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Have you ever wanted to face a pro soccer player in a game of FIFA, Catch Phrase, or Can Jam? You can do just that this Saturday, as the Western New York Flash will be holding their first annual Fan Fest at Salem Sports Park, 7070 Seneca Street in Elma, New York, just outside of Buffalo. The interactive meet and greet event will be from 10 to 1 and is free to all fans. Sign up today at WNYFlash.com. The Flash play their first home match next Saturday, May 2nd, at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets today at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life. starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Apog, New York.
Undefeated in first place, Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2015 home schedule this Sunday afternoon, 2:05 against the New York Red Bulls, 2 at Salem Stadium. Opening day kickoff to celebrate the Rhinos' 20th anniversary. All RDYSL soccer players, coaches, family members, friends, and administrators can purchase a special $10 ticket that includes a Rhinos drawstring bag. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Rencard-Siriani still trying to get a hold of Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. And the report is brought to you tonight by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Today is a banner event for Salvatore's. The 31st location of Salvatore's is opening today, or actually has opened as of 4 o'clock, and it's the first ever one-of-a-kind Salvatore's Saloon, country and western themed pizza place in Scottsville, 11 Main Street. They've done a tremendous job renovating an old building there, and the grant is open today. The number to call is 889-5555. We encourage everyone to check this out. Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville, 11 Main Street. So, Joe, I tell you, I'm almost wanting to hear some country music thinking about that.
Well, not only that, I want to eat some pizza because I'm getting hungry. But
don't make sure not to eat too much, because don't forget we got Wednesday and Thursday, the Flash and Rhinos kickoff dinner and the Flash kickoff dinner.
And we need to tell the people that it's going to be held at 150 Frank Dimino Way, which is off Buffalo Manitou Road. That's off Buffalo Road. So be sure you come and see the Rhinos and the Flash, and have some good food.
Absolutely. We encourage
everyone to come out. For ticket information, give her that, you know, you can call the Rhinos, or you can call the Flash, or you can call the community center at 594-8882.
And don't forget, the Rhinos kick off their 2015 home schedule this Sunday, 2 o'clock against the New York Red Bulls. 2 o'clock kickoff, just like the old days of the Lancers when we had the Sunday afternoon matches. And looking forward to calling the game with Joe Giuliano. And it'll be 50-something degrees, perfect soccer weather. So I encourage everyone to come out and support the Rhinos, because they're undefeated, top of the Eastern Conference. And then also the next Saturday night is the Flash season opener at home against the Boston Breakers. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff. And the number to call for tickets is 454-KICK. Or for the Rhinos, you can go to rhinosoccer.com. Or for the Flash, wnyflash.com. So, Joe, I know that I had a chance to watch most of the U.S.-Mexico match on Wednesday, and I was very impressed by the American Outlaws. They sang and they were chanting. They sang the national anthem loud and proud, and they were outnumbered by the Mexican fans who were in San Antonio. But give both sets of fans credit, because they packed the Alamo Dome, 65,000 people, and the U.S. wins 2-0 once again. And even though it was a B or even a C-level match, it's still a victory over Mexico.
Certainly one of the things that it's been a rivalry has been United States and Mexico. And at one time it used to be the other way around, that Mexico had always the better of the wins. But this time, now, in the last few years, the United States national team, it's really grown, and that's what a pleasure to see the W in front of the win.
That's right, and someone who was in the stadium at the Alamo Dome is our good friend Michael Lewis, who joins us now. Michael, we were just talking about U.S. and Mexico, and If you bet on 2-0, I guess you would have made a lot of money, as you do with most U.S.-Mexico matches. But I was so happy for Jordan Morris, the first collegiate to start for the U.S. in a long, long time, but he scored a goal. He had to have been on cloud nine after scoring against Mexico.
He definitely was. He was all smiles in the mix zone after the game. And I don't think this will be the last time we see him wearing a U.S. uniform. He has a poacher's attitude. Get the loose ball, put it in the back of the net, react, and then worry about things later. And as they say in pitching in baseball, you never have enough pitching. In soccer, you never have enough strikers.
Absolutely. He sounds like an Italian type striker with that kind of attitude. So like a Paolo Rossi type player.
You know, they come in all different shapes and sizes, and I think it gives Jurgen Klinsmann or whoever the coach will be in future years, you know, a chance to pick different types of styles for different types of teams. I think it's good. He's got some speed. I mean, it's not just a poacher, Jordan Morris, but it'll be interesting to see how many goals he'll score before he plays a professional game.
Joe?
Well, sir, Mike, give us your the impression of the team and how they played and your comments on it.
I'm sorry, I missed the part of that question.
Give us your views on the game.
Well, you know, you have to remember, these aren't the full teams. Although when you play for your country, I don't care if it's the A, B, or C, D, A, B, C, or D team, it's a big deal. U.S., it was a slow start, but I think, you know, the U.S. Got better as the game went on. It's 12-0 again. That is, I guess, the modern-day version of Remember the Alamo cry for U.S. soccer when they play Mexico. It's funny, I spoke to some Mexican fans after the game, and they just think Mexican players get psyched out by the U.S. You know, they claim they play well against other teams, particularly in CONCACAF, but other teams, when it's the U.S., they just have their problems, which is fine for the U.S., I guess, because in any sporting event, you want to get as much advantage as possible, and if it's, you're psyching out your opponent before they enter the field, you're doing your job.
Well, the U.S. under-23s will face Mexico's under-23s on Wednesday, and a friendly will be on Unimas. And Michael, you had five matches in 5 days, a couple of New York City FC matches, Red Bulls, the Cosmos. And how did that turn out for you?
Well, first of all, I want to let you know that three of them were 12-0. None of the NYCFC games, the two that I covered, went 2-0. I'm still recovering, I think, because I was getting home rather late. Nine goals in the five games, which is less than two a game, which is less than the World Cup 1990 scoring rate. I'll say this. You know, we talked about the U.S. game. Red Bulls, they are the best team in the league right now. We'll see if that could hold up over 34 games, but Jesse Marsh has done a great job with the team. The Cosmos, they look like probably the team to beat in the North American Soccer League. They have given up, one goal in three games, and even though Raul did not score, they're going to look like a very tough side. Best player, I think, for them this year, Walter Restrepo, formerly of the San Antonio Scorpions. I know he's not a big, big name, but you don't have to be a big name to play well. NYCFC.
Well, we had a Restrepo on our team.
I'm sorry?
We had a Restrepo on the Rhinos team.
Okay. I don't know if they're related at all. And then NYCFC, they've got a penchant of giving up goals late in matches and seeing wins turn into ties and ties into losses. Yes, they're an expansion team. They're 1-3-3, and that's something that Coach Jason Kreis is going to have to work on. They have some good players. I don't think they have enough good players. This is a project. Don't expect them to turn things around overnight. I expected more from them, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, without David Villa, they're a completely different team. But, Michael, real quick, a big match coming up on Sunday, Red Bulls against the LA Galaxy. What do you think?
It's going to be fun, and it'll be interesting to see the Galaxy live without Landon Donovan, which is something that I'm trying to remember when that wasn't the case, either when he wasn't with LA or with San Jose. Coming into New York, LA, I know, has had some problems. I think the Red Bulls are going to get at least a draw out of this, if not a win.
Okay. Well, Michael, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, for sure.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank all of our guests tonight, Bob Lilly, Jordan Angeli from the Western New York Flash, all the Flash and Rhinos organizations. The Rhinos home opener is Sunday against Red Bulls 2 at 2 p.m. The Flash home opener next Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Boston Breakers. 454-KICK for your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And come say hello to us at the Flash and Rhinos kickoff dinners this week at the Italian American Community Center. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.